I'm going to turn it over to Roberta. She's got the details.
The numbers. And Mr. Sparks said, Jeremy said, we've been doing this since, well, I've only been here since about the same time, just before AJ came on board as CEO there. That was in 2006. And I know where she's coming from. When you get an OIG report, 32 pages of findings. So our few findings, we've been there, done that. And yes, it's a process to work through. And look how many years it's taken for us, even our few findings. We've been working years to get to a point, but we certainly value the partnership with NHA. We've worked with many of her departments, the compliance department, grants management department. We have an excellent development coordinator in Johnny G. We meet with him monthly. Every month, we assess our progress. He gives us updates, guides us on our project. We're now working with your labor compliance department. Procurement, we, like Jeremy said, we've been following that. We've made our changes and gone through our board and got that all approved. So we're moving along. And luckily, we're not a very big subrecipient provider, but I saw that number on home ownership. I said, oh, they reported 26 in the APR. How many of those units are ours? 19.
19, yeah.
Nine? Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
I said, yeah, 26.
A lot of those are
ours. Yeah, exactly. Because we always wonder, like, who else is out there building? Because
yeah, subrecipients.
Subrecipients. Yeah. But so I'm glad about the note about going to the points where the projects are out there, so we can actually maybe see who else is building out there. Because we just do our part.
Yeah, we're sort of head down into our projects.
Right.
So we don't know a lot of what everybody else is doing.
And like Merrill, right, said, Navajo Nation is so huge, and so we only cover a 60-mile radius of Gallup. Doesn't cover all the chapters. We probably only have assisted maybe 43 of the chapters out of the 110. But that's in a 60-mile radius, and every time we get a lot of clients come in from beyond that 60-mile radius. But for our project, we can only go that far because all right, guys, only go out there, get out there, do the work, come back, and they have to be back there by 5 or get off by 5. So we can only go so far. And it's a challenge to go beyond that.
We've done some turnkey
projects. Yeah, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 that are beyond our 60-mile radius. And it is a challenge. We can understand the vastness of the Navajo Nation. I come from Zuni and Acoma, so I'm used to, like, we're right here, so. and our Haza needs are a little bit different, but same Indian country out there. We all deal with, everyone needs a home and provided, but Pueblo people are a little different mentality, but we won't go there. But like we said, once we finish this project, and we're wrapping up the last of the 50, on this particular project, and will get us to 261 total. Of those, 208 have been funded by NAHASA money. We've received just under $13.9 million over that time period to do those homes. So like I said, that's just the cost of mainly the development cost. A lot of the other costs are supported by Southwest Indian Foundation. So that really does help us to complete these homes, and it's rewarding to give a family a home. We have a waiting list probably pushing about 40, and the majority of those are out of service area families. We're trying to address that on a short term basis. Try to maybe get in a couple each year if possible. I think the NHA is asking for proposals again for the next funding cycle, so we're putting together a proposal, and we're trying to get back up to our 18 to 20 homes in a project period, because this last funding, like they were talking about the moratorium and funding ceased for any new development, so at that time Southwest Indian Foundation was able to go out and secure some other outside funding from, again, HUD money, but it was Economic Development Initiative money, and that was able to help us during that moratorium period build 16 more homes with other funding. And SWIFT, we also used some of SWIFT money to build another home. So during that time period, in the moratorium, we still continue to build on our own without NAHASDA money. And then once it was lifted in 2011, it was like, here's some more money. It's like, okay, that's enough. Because at that time, in 2011, they awarded us just about $8.6 million. So since 2011, that $8.6 million, that is what we've been trying to expand on these projects. We had roughly, that's been 70 homes with that money. And then we also were given some funds, $1.6 million, to go back and address the infrastructure needs of our prior year families. We put out 138 homes prior to 2011. And at that time, our agreement was with the families and NHA, this is what you'll do. We'll build you the home, but you'll have to take care of the infrastructure. You'll have to take care of the electricity and water. And now our families are all low income. I mean, our project only funds or selects the very lowest of the lowest families as far as income goes. So consequently, about 40% of those families were not able to get electricity or running water.
Well, and at the time, we had really no idea
what
a process and how difficult it can be.
Exactly. So we've been working on those, and this year, I think we're going to wrap up the last of the 53 families that we had to go back, and it has been a steep learning curve.
Yeah.
Since 2011 to learn the process of what it takes to get electricity and water out there. Some of our families, not knowing this way back, we selected families that were like 6 or 7 miles from any kind of electricity or water lines.
And they bought their house on top of a rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's the most beautiful spot around.
Yeah,
so.
Nice view, but we cannot. So it's been definitely a learning process. We've had to deal with the 9 departments of Navajo Nation to get the environmental clearances. So every one of those has to deal with their various area that deals with the environment, and we have to get that concurrence to get that clearance, because once we get all of that, and we have to do our report, we send it to Construction Services Department, Tomasita. Morris. That's her married name. She's the one doing all the review of all of these.
Everything.
Everyone's environmental CADEX report is sitting in her office to be reviewed. So it's a lengthy process, and like she put up the chart there, 3 to 5 years, yes. We had a house sitting just north of Gallup here for, 4 years? We set the house down. Here's your house. Now we're just waiting to get the electricity and water. It took us 4 years.
Yeah, land right-of-ways.
Right-of-ways, BIA, NTUA, and then now we have the EPA.
Oh, the EPA, yeah,
EPA now has new policies on,
septic systems,
water quality. So that's been another learning process for the past year now. So every little, it's not stumbling block, we try to jump over hurdle, go through, but we're getting there, and we're finally getting to a point where we feel we're capable of maneuvering through all of the rules and regulations that apply with NHA, and we certainly have been happy with our partnership with them, and we thank you all for being here.
Well, thank you, Roberta, and Joe, and Jeremy. Thank you so very much. Well, I'll tell you what. Basketball, she was a Lady Bengal, I was a Lady Cougar, so basketball. She was my nemesis, but we're best friends.